Every farmer has a list of things they want to do better as they plant their 2021 crop and look forward to 2022. At the top of the list should be using your planter in the most effective and efficient ways possible. Delk Crozier, Ag Spectrum Maximum Farming Implementation Specialist, says that means using your planter to accomplish as many things as possible, including applying fertilizer.
Well, we're sitting on pretty good commodity prices, and the farmer gets bombarded, right? He gets hit with a lot of people that want to sell him something to try to improve his yields for next year. A lot of times, a grower just by default gets pushed into investing money into inputs that may or may not help them, or they may or may not understand why they're using them. We feel like they should understand why they use them, why they're using their planter, and investing in the equipment they have to maximize their nutritional benefits on the planter also.
Crozier says there are many benefits to completing multiple steps with a planter in one pass.
Doing multiple things with that planter while they're going across that field to manage practices, to reduce passes, to enable themselves to manage a product in furrow for early nutrition in that plant to establish it. They want to be able to put a second product on beside the row through a colder system of some type. And we've been taught to farm for convenience. And so we look at it and say, well, the planter is the most important piece of equipment on the farm.
Crozier says you should understand the why behind the products and practices you're utilizing, like putting nutrition in the furrow.
Why are you doing it? What's the purposes for doing it? It should be to maximize the early root growth. It should be in nutrient form, not a mineral, so it doesn't have to go through a process and be broke down to be usable. But as soon as it germinates, it can get into the seed and do what it wants to. You want to increase the phosphorus in that tissue by V3, and if you can't do that, you're using the wrong product. And so when we use that planter to do that, you have to know what your goal is and what the right product is.
He says planting season is another good time to prepare your crop for the rapid growth stage.
When you use a colder beside the row of some form, you can put enough gallons of the right product or multiple products there to manage and push that crop through rapid growth phase. And you're also managing the nitrate side of the nitrogen on that plant, which comes back to matching that with the phosphorus that you put in furrow to maximize your kernel count. And unless we're doing all those practices at the same time with the planter, we're not maximizing our yield, we're not maximizing our profits or our return.
Combining these tasks at planting is part of Ag Spectrum's Maximum Farming System, a science-based approach that helps farmers maximize their chances for a successful crop.
If you're planting 1,000 acres of corn and you're planting 32,000 plants per acre, you're basically managing 32 million sugar factories. And if you're managing a manufacturing plant, you're just managing the product that comes out at the end of the day. And every one of them has to be the same, right? The production line. Raising corn is the same way. When we're raising corn, we're managing all those sugar factories, and every kernel has to have the same opportunity at nutrition. Until you use the planter to manage that process, you are not taking full control of the plant and field variation and risk management and profitability on each field.
Learn more about setting up your planter for a successful crop online at MaximumFarming.com. Michael Clements reporting.